From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Patrick Tyne reports in the Times Union that Saratoga Springs Public Safety Commissioner James Montagnino now says the racist Proud Boys who briefly marched in his town on April 5th violated city rules by having a parade without a permit. Montagnino also said they came from Troy. That's if you believe, and I quote, Uncle Sam's Proud Boys, end quote, business card that one of the marchers handed a police officer on August 5th. The Proud Boy with the business card told the police officer they were going somewhere else, and he watched them leave and alerted law enforcement officers which way they were going. According to Montagnino's report, and I quote, there were no further issues with the group, end quote. But Mayor Ron Kim said the report did not address the other laws the Proud Boys may have broken. Kim said, and I quote, there's a clear part of the parade's ordinance that prohibits masks. The ordinance was passed in 2005. It wasn't done recently or directed towards Proud Boys or anyone else, end quote. He suggested a noise ordinance could have been violated. Kim said, and I quote, it's clear they violated the law, end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Patricia R. Doxey reports for the Daily Freeman that last month the town of Socrates settled a defamation lawsuit brought against Police Chief Joseph Sinigra for statements attributed to him in a 2021 Daily Freeman article. Michael Cook, who represented the town and Sinigra in the lawsuit, said though they settled with Socrates resident Deborah L. Ferraro, there was, and I quote, no admission of guilt, end quote. If the town approves the settlement, that is for an unknown amount, taxpayers will pay for it through the town's insurance carrier. Ferraro claimed that Sinigra defamed her in remarks in an April 29, 2021 Daily Freeman article about the arrest of Ferraro and Derek S. Winnie in connection with allegedly fraudulent business practices. The charges against Ferraro were later dismissed. Sinigra claimed he did not make the statements attributed to him in the newspaper, but Freeman publisher Kevin Corrado said they stand by their reporting. The town of Socrates has since placed Sinigra on paid administrative leave because of a different matter. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Heather Bellow reports for the Berkshire Eagle that sculptor Richard Blake has been chosen to create a monument to W.E.B. Du Bois in Great Barrington. Blake's model will be on display at the Mason Library beginning August 9th. The sculpture will be installed in front of the library in the fall of 2024. Blake beat out other finalists, Vinnie Bagwell and Dana King. Project co-chair Julie Michael said, and I quote, we are awed at the astounding talent of all three applicants. We are also delighted that the proposed figure has received such universal support from the community, end quote. W.E.B. Du Bois was an American sociologist, socialist, historian, and pan-Africanist civil rights activist born in Great Barrington. The sculptor, Blake, said, and I quote, my sculptures commemorate social activism and those who have contributed or fought for social justice. I want to shed light on often overlooked or marginalized American heroes of color, end quote. Read more about this story in the Berkshire Eagle. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.